They were actually very close to Wall Street. So they had a strong, not so much industrial bent as they did a financial bent. They were the proponents of what is sometimes today called classical liberalism. We might call it today a sort of moderate libertarianism. Again, laissez-faire, small government, not much government interference in moral life, if you will. And their opponents, the more traditional Democrats, tended to be much more populist and be very suspicious of the banks, especially suspicious of the railroads, and were conservative in a more social sense. So those are big splits within both these parties which are going on throughout this period. Next election I'll bring up is 1880. At this time, the Democrats decide to take a play out of the Republicans' book and nominate a popular former general, Winfield Scott Hancock, 6'4", dashing man who had been very prominent at the Battle of Gettysburg and other battles. So here is the Democratic Party, the party of the South, often tarred with rebellion. Very clever strategy to get a northern general and nominate him.